Like the Petula Clark song goes, there is no finer place for sure than downtown. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Everything's waiting for you downtown. And in the case of Northwest Arkansas, what's waiting for you are businesses and activities that are becoming more and more focused on healthy and active lifestyles. In a story you'll find in the current issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, Jennifer Joyner spoke with officials from several cities in the region to find out what's driving the downtown trend. In downtown Rogers, for example, 33 businesses opened last year, and 9 of them offer products and services that are focused on health and wellness. Another recurring theme in downtown development, the Razorback Regional Greenway. Mountain biking and road cycling have picked up speed in recent years as popular hobbies in the region, and you may have even attended the 2016 World Summit for the International Mountain Bicycling Association last fall. It was held in Bentonville. You can check out more of Jennifer's story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we'll have a conversation with University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Mervin Jebaraj sees a lot of positives in the Arkansas economy, but warns that several key indicators need improvement to secure an even stronger future. Jebaraj, who serves as interim director of the University of Arkansas's Center for Business and Economic Research, says despite historically low statewide unemployment of just 3.4%, the state's labor force participation rate still has room to grow. He spoke with Roby Brock about that topic and others on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics.
Well, let's talk about some things happening in the Arkansas economy. Let's start first with the unemployment rate here in Arkansas. It's at an all-time low, holding steady at about 3.4% according to the latest release. But there's some room for some context with that number, particularly as it relates to labor force participation. Tell me what we're seeing there.
Correct. So for the second month in a row, we've seen a record low 3.4% unemployment rate. So that's great. That's great news for the state. But there are some interesting things if you look at some of the other measures of unemployment. And one of those is the labor force participation rate. In particular, Arkansas's labor force participation rate has stayed below 60% after it went there in the aftermath of the Great Recession. So currently, our labor force participation rate in Arkansas is one of the lowest in the country, so I think what we can hope to see in the future, if the economy continues to grow, is the unemployment rate to stay pretty low and the labor force participation rate to continue to rise. We're at about 58 or so percent in May, so, you know, we want to see that above 60% soon.
And so the higher the number, the better for viewers who don't know. And so tell me, what would be something that might be approaching more of normal or something where we might be in a category that other states wish they would be in?
I think before the Great Recession in Arkansas, our labor force participation rate was north of 60%, 61%, 62%, so it would be really nice in the short run to at least see Arkansas there. One of the things we're noticing is in this economic recovery, with the unemployment rate being as low as it is, what many economists will say is lower than the natural rate of unemployment. One of the things we should see is a, you know, substantial increase in wages, and that we're not seeing because of this slack in the labor force. There being more workers on the sidelines that haven't entered the labor force yet.
That's Mervin Jebaraj. He's the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. You can catch his entire interview with Roby Brock on last Sunday's episode of Talk Business and Politics on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And remember to catch our television program each Sunday morning at 10:30 on KFSM Channel 5. After the break, tourism trivia. How many parks make up Arkansas State Park System? We'll have the answer for you. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
In our next issue of the Business Journal, we'll have stories that focus on the travel and tourism industry, which has long been one of the most reliable sources of income for the state. A big draw in that equation is Arkansas's state park system, which is made up of 52 parks. Annually, they host nearly 10 million visitors, and no matter what your interest, there's likely a state park that will fit the bill just for you. And that does it for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Be sure and visit our website, nwabusinessjournal.com, for daily coverage of regional business news. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.